News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the government plans to discontinue withdrawing funds from the National Housing Trust, NHT, to finance the budget. Responding to questions at a post-budget media briefing on Monday, Mr. Shaw said the drawdown this year is necessary for the Phase 2 implementation of the personal income tax reform.
It would have been fiscally irresponsible for us to seek to virtually double the tax package in order to cease taking from the National Housing Trust at this time. So it is firmly our intention to phase that out.
In the opening of the 2017-2018 budget debate on March 9, Mr. Shaw announced a $13.5 billion tax package, $700 million less than the actual cost of $14.2 billion to fund the personal income tax threshold. He noted that the government would withdraw $11 billion from the NHT. The forensic capabilities of the security forces have been boosted following the acquisition of a bullet tracks system by the Institute of Forensic Science and Legal Medicine. The bullet tracks system will capture digital images on the surface of bullets, match them with existing images in the police database, suggest potential matches with other bullets, and bolster the Institute's capacity in collecting information from ammunition. The equipment will also boost the speed with which ballistics information can be provided to investigating officers and prosecutors when preparing criminal cases. The system was donated by the United Nations Regional Center for Peace, Disarmament, and Development in Latin America and the Caribbean, UNLIREC. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the provision of the bullet tracks system is a part of a two-year technical assistance package with UNLIREC.
This package also includes expert support for the development of written standard operating procedures, training for firearm examiners, competency testing for firearm examiners, and the provision of equipment to support investigations involving the use of firearms.
Mr. Montague was speaking at the handover of the bullet tracks system to the Institute of Forensic Science and Legal Medicine earlier this week. All government websites can now be accessed free of cost from any internet-compatible device. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says complimentary access is being provided in partnership with telecommunications companies Digicel and Flo. Minister Wheatley signed an agreement with the companies Wednesday to facilitate the move. He says the approximately 256 government websites are now zero-rated.
What it does, it brings the people closer to government, and it utilizes the technology and shows that we are on the right trajectory as a country and as being the regional leaders as it relates to incorporating ICT.
Minister Wheatley says persons will be able to access critical government services being offered by state agencies such as the Registrar General's Department, Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, and Tax Administration Jamaica, where they can initiate some processes online. And Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange, has hailed Executive Director of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Dr. Delroy Gordon, as a dedicated and capable man who will be greatly missed. Dr. Gordon died on Thursday, March 16, at age 55. The culture minister says he was an affable man committed to cultural development and the JCDC. She has also expressed condolence to the family of Dr. Gordon, noting that the nation shares their grief. Dr. Gordon gave 30 years of committed service to the JCDC, rising through the ranks to the post of executive director. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Thank you.